Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
On with us now is Amanda, Amy's cousin, who is a spiritual intuitive, a psychic medium, a wellness leader. Hey, Amanda, before we get into some of the psychic parts of this and even the extraterrestrials, which I'm super excited about talking about.
Yes.
What is soul pathology?
Soul pathology is the business I created. Essentially, it is how we uncover and discover our truest, highest selves. So from a mental perspective, an emotional perspective, a physical perspective, and then tapping into your spirit, your higher consciousness, all of the pathos or the diseases that keep us from our highest light.
Yeah, I got lost a little bit there because it got a little above me. Could you boil that down and simplify it in like one sentence for me?
Yeah, it is basically tapping into the highest, brightest version of you.
Oh, man, I wish I could meet that person. I wish I could meet the brightest version of me. I know it's in there, but I can't get to them. I feel like it's in there, and it's like I need to chip, but I'm too lazy to chip. I got other things I'm working on. But can you imagine the best version of me? That'd be awesome.
Best version.
Because this is a pretty crappy version of me, and it's all right, you know? Okay, so have you ever, this is just a side question because I think about it sometimes. Have you ever had somebody come in and you're talking with them and you're talking about the future or their inner self and you were so absolutely right about something that it even surprised you?
Yeah, all the time.
That's what I want my psychic to say.
Usually it's when I get out of my own way because I think, oh, wait, Amanda's making this up. And then when I just speak what comes right in front of me, they usually respond and validate it, even if it seems out of left field.
Man, that would just be so cool to go in and you're like, no way, that will never. And then you walk outside and it's true. A 7-foot banana is right in the middle of the road. And you're like, she predicted like something that's just so unbelievable.
Do we all have those powers or just Amanda?
That's a great question. Cause I predict she's going to answer it. Amanda.
We all have intuitive ability and it's just about tapping into it and listening to our instincts, our gut, and then also asking for help. Hey, soul, hail higher self. Hey, God, come in and help me see clearly.
I think when you explain it like that.
Makes sense.
Absolutely. Aren't we all asking for help every single day from whatever source we're asking from? Man, I.
Well, so, Amanda, you can correct me if I'm wrong, too.
Amy takes us from asking the stupid questions. You can feel her redirect us
when
we're about to get real stupid.
No, I'm actually piggybacking off of your question of her being like, oh, man, I was right about that. I think sometimes it's when you've been talking with people and, you know, you feel something from their dad that has passed away, their mom or their grandpa, and you're able to say it to them. And that's when they're most shocked of, like, how in the world did you know that?
Yeah, well, I just got off a call this morning with a gal and I said, gosh, I'm seeing like a storage building or a carport or garage. And we were connecting with her grandfather who had passed. And she said, oh my gosh, yeah, my grandfather owned storage units and I worked with him there and it was our most special time together.
It's pretty good.
So that's how they validate and with clear messages that resonate with people, but also in a way that is nostalgic, that means something, and it evokes a sensation or a feeling that creates resonance.
When you have like a CEO of like a Fortune 500 company or like a government official that comes to you and asks for your services, do you feel a bit more pressure because what they're doing and the decisions they make affects so many more people?
No, because they're human. They have feelings. They are usually high-level compartmentalizers, and they need a safe space to be a little bit messy to be confused, to not be on their A game.
If I told you secrets, do you have the, like my therapist, where you can't tell anybody?
I worked with somebody yesterday who's in high level intelligence in Gaza. Yeah.
Do you just like pinky promise, or can you legally not?
Some people I can legally not.
Got it.
But I also hold a pretty high level integrity because it's sacred to me. It's a privilege that I get to hold space for people. And even for your everyday stay-at-home mom, the space I hold for them is as sacred as someone who is in a war zone or doing intelligence.
Like I'm in a war zone in here sometimes, I'm being honest with you. Hey-o. Not really. Okay, so I am fascinated with what I don't even know to be fascinated about because I don't know enough about it, which is just the larger in every way. And, you know, I always look back at animals, for example, dogs, cats, birds. They have different cones in their eyes, different things in their ears. They can see and hear things in a spectrum that we can't. Or our television, the old school TV, you can flip a channel. All those shows aren't in that box, but you just get hit to a different spectrum. Boom, you're watching something else. So there could be different spectrums here that we just cannot see and what could exist in those. And I am fascinated with just the word I would use for these guys is aliens. And I know they laugh because they think a little green men, but to me, it's more than little green men, although that would be cool. So what can you tell me that you know about what we don't know?
First of all, like you, I'm fascinated by what I don't know. But when I don't know something and then something supernatural happens and it resonates with me, it's like, oh my gosh, I know. Oh my gosh, I get it. I don't understand it, but I get it. So we all have a lot of moments like that just in synchronicity. Okay. Now let's talk about extra dimensional beings or extraterrestrials. So I've had a handful of encounters. The first time was probably 2014, 2015. And it was in my backyard near Dripping Springs outside of Austin. And I thought I was looking up at a star and I was staring at it. And then it started to move very rapidly with laser lights and in a very geometric pattern. And I thought I was making it up. I went and got my husband. I brought him outside, and he saw it as well. Okay, so that was the first time. And then I started stargazing, and I would see them all the time. And then it got deeper than that. So I went to Costa Rica with my sister, and we had some very close encounters. They didn't get off the ship, and there were no green men, okay? But the UAPs, the unidentified, you know, aerial phenomena, they were coming in very close, and she saw them and was able to say, oh my gosh, I see them too. You're not losing your mind. And so she held space. And what was funny is we were with a group of people, and there were two people who worked in the Pentagon with us, just people on this retreat. And we got into these deep discussions. We got a telescope out the next night, and next thing you know, the whole retreat is experiencing contact.
And you weren't partaking in any of the South America plant life. There's none of that.
No, not for me. I'm sober. Okay. So, you know, I can't say everybody else was, but I was sober.
Sure. Do you think it's a thing, too, where because you have to believe it in order to even see it, otherwise you don't believe it and it doesn't exist and you find an excuse as to what it. Do you feel like because you believe it, you're able to see it, or do you find that because you want to believe it, you can actually force yourself to see it when it's not there?
Forcing always creates resistance. So you nailed it on the head with, I believe in it, I'm open to it, I also feel safe, I don't feel threatened. So my experiences have been benevolent.
Do you feel any certain way about how many times nuclear weapons have been shut down at just the precise time because what we're calling aliens could be us from the future shutting down nuclear war because they need our planet to live? Just random thought.
Absolutely. So did Einstein and Oppenheimer. They wrote letters to Truman saying what we've done and what we're doing with the A-bomb is actually calling in visitors that are going to come have to intervene because we're going to destroy ourselves.
So the visitors are us in the future?
No, we don't know that. I just say that's just a theory.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That is a theory. Aliens. And I did have a great conversation with Dr. Michael Masters on my podcast, Soul Sessions. And his theory is, from an academic perspective, he is a biological anthropologist. And his theory is that some of the visitors are versions of us from the future coming back to intervene and study us.
Because if we don't, we blow ourselves up, and they don't even exist. Because if you blow us up, we're not even there to be to have a different version of
it. It's like Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If like that's how we want to say it.
Like the movie.
So the dimensional thing, when people say, I don't believe that there could be another dimension, I go back to the old TV where you flip channels. It's all there, but you got to flip a channel to receive a different
frequency.
Frequency dimension. Yeah. That literally could be what we're doing now, right? Like, we know what's on
channel 4. I think it happens all the time. I think timelines get shifted, kind of like the Matrix, or there's a glitch in the field. I think timelines can get shifted or manipulated. And because the energy is actually speeding up at a very rapid pace, like, for instance, technology, we could liken it to that, we are starting to see more signs, synchronicities, glitches, things that are just a little bit off, the more aware and grounded we are.
Schrodinger's cat is
I can give you a really cool example
of this.
It's kind of mind-blowing, all right? I talked to a client of mine 2 weeks ago. She's very high up in intelligence, works in the State Department and Langley, and then overseas. And she relayed an experience to me where she had a timeline jump in a government building, and an office that existed one day was not there the next. And she's very grounded, very cognizant, very sober, extremely intelligent, and legit. And I held space for her because she said, Amanda, there was a timeline shift. People corroborated this with me. How long has this been going on? And I haven't noticed.
Okay, so I guess my thing is I've had timeline shifts where I'm sure I parked my car there at the mall, and I come back and it's not there.
Because you parked it somewhere else.
Right, and then it wasn't really a timeline shift. I just parked over in C instead of D, right? Like that, because I've done that, but like, there's no. So, like, that sounds significant.
Or like pop-up shops, you know, you drive by and you're like, I swear there was a hat shop right there, but they're not there
anymore. Or I know I left my phone in this place. Like, there are little things, but something so significant. And again, when you trust a person telling you, like, there are these guys that are like crazy pilots, crazy high level pilots who see things that, according to the science, they know shouldn't be allowed. Meaning how it moves, how rapidly it goes up, down. Like, they're like, the science that I know, that could not happen. So if the people that you're listening to, you trust, why wouldn't you trust them on things that maybe you don't believe in? I'm asking you knuckleheads over there.
Because they could be overthinkers.
But when it's repeated so many times, and there are so many people that are high up that experience similar things, that are trustworthy in 99%, according to you, of their life, and are extremely responsible and are coherent, why would this one thing, just because you don't believe it, be not acceptable?
Because what's crazy to me is that everything that people see or notice has already been in a movie. Like, there's already some.
Or were the ideas created because people saw them and they started to put them in movies? Because somebody saw something and the first alien ship looked like what somebody's idea that they saw was. You can't go, it's derivative of just movies, because ideas have to come from people to go into the movies.
Like, okay, no one talked about timeline shift until a show came out about timeline
shift.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
She was in her backyard in Dripping Springs, and her husband are the only people in Dripping Springs that had a close encounter with this spaceship. No one else in Dripping Springs went to the neighborhood Facebook group and said, oh my gosh, did you guys see that? They're the only two.
And I think that's a fair question, but what if she's the only one that could see it? What if she?
Stop! She's gifted. Okay. She's the only one that can communicate with aliens.
No,
found her.
But your dogs can only see things that you can't.
Yes. Hey, Lunchbox. Look, I can take my crazy and my weird and unique, and I can own it. But I will tell you this. You actually said something very poignant. Only she can see it. Bobby alluded to this, too. He said she's looking for it. She's open, or she is wanting something to happen that's fascinating. And so my heart space was open, and I wasn't needing it to happen. It just happened when I wasn't expecting it, but I was open. I don't think my neighbors saw it. I don't know if they would have been conscious enough to see it. And hey, that may be my perspective, but I'm open to anybody else. But my mom saw them when we lived in Belize. She was visiting us, and she saw them. And every night she'd say, "Oh my gosh, they're here."
And so they just follow you around. They follow you to Belize, to Costa Rica, to Dripping Springs. Wherever you're at, they're there.
They're my people.
But what if they're everywhere?
I think they are.
I mean, that could be it. It's not that they follow her around. And I'm not even vouching for this, but what I vouch for is I have no idea. But what I vouch for is that what if they are everywhere and only certain people can hear or see? Listen, there are frequencies that you can hear that I can't hear, even on the tiny, tiny spectrum. There are things that you can hear that I can't. Things that you can see that I can't see colors. How do we know we see the same colors? How do you know your green's my green? We don't really know that.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
So I don't know anything except they're coming from the ocean. I know this for sure. Not from space, from the ocean. Because we've explored so little of the ocean.
But the ocean's not in Dripping Springs, man, so you are way off.
But they could lift up from it. And
then fly over to Dripping Springs, sure. And fly back.
They could.
Because they know where she...
Amanda, do you think that... The government, like, for sure, they know stuff that they're keeping from us.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's really crazy, y'all? In August of last year, the Pentagon released all of these declassified documents from the Department of Defense, and they made a website. The website is non-existent, and it's all over the news. So if you Google Pentagon releasing, you know, UFO sightings, August 2023, you'll see all the major news outlets report on it, but you can't find the site anymore. And I saw it last year.
I believe.
So they took it down.
That for sure, yeah. Something's known, and for sure they don't want us to know, not because they want to hide it, but because they want to protect us from it.
Yeah, the fear and the panic.
I'm not even saying it's green men. Who knows what it is?
No.
Well, she knows. Tell us.
No, she does.
Well, I tell you what. Like, maybe it's green men. Maybe it is other dimensional beings. But archangels, guides. I mean, it doesn't have to be a little green man. And if you believe in mediumship or have been able to connect with a loved one that has passed and you just know they were with you, and it could be a dog or it could be a grandfather, and you just know it's opening up to... all the things we don't know, but this willingness or curiosity to connect with something greater and higher.
So I think she made a great point in that Lunchbox believes he was abducted or put in a closet by a ghost once that breathed on him. Mm-hmm. And that is true.
Oh, man.
And the way people look at him and go, that can't be true. And it's like, no, I promise, is the way he's looking at this.
And he's kind of yelling.
Yeah, right.
It's like, so it's just so far-fetched.
Did you get thrown in a closet by a ghost?
Is your story far-fetched?
No, mine is not far-fetched.
So you were open to ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Contradicting yourself.
My point, right? He can't prove.
But it's amazing. She's in a city with, 100,000 people, and she is the only one that saw it. I mean, that's just...
She may not be.
But then someone would say it. Someone would go into the news. Why didn't she go to the news the next day and be like, yo, there was aliens in my backyard. Hello? Hello?
Because people like you would judge her.
Well, maybe she can answer that, Amanda.
Goodness.
Because it was really personal. It was intimate. I didn't need to shout it from the rooftops. To me, I was just amazed, and that was enough.
You're right. You want to respect your relationship with them. You don't want to cross those boundaries.
I would. I don't want to get probed.
I mean, goodness.
Okay, so you believe in ghosts that trap you in a closet, but there's no chance there's things other than us.
No.
Okay.
Did anyone else see the ghost that trapped you in the closet?
No, everybody's seen it in the neighborhood, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, we'd be over at Mark's house, and you would see the footsteps, and the door would unlock.
How do we know ghosts aren't aliens?
The door would unlock when we're sitting there watching TV. I mean,
good point.
There was more people than... So it's not like it was just me and my neighbor.
Why don't you go to the news and be like, there's a ghost! There's a ghost!
That's
news!
That's a good point.
Yeah, news! You're not going to believe it!
I was 9 years old. What? I mean, I don't... Yeah.
Well,
I didn't think this was newsworthy.
So
if an alien came to my backyard, I'd go to the news. I guarantee you that.
What if a ghost came to your backyard now?
Probably go to the news now.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. Amanda, do you think we'll find out if anything exists in the next couple of years?
She doesn't want to reveal that.
I believe so. I think it's already out there. It's out there, but it gets covered up by mainstream media or pushed down by the government, the powers that be. I think there is a surge of consciousness and intelligence out there that is collaborating with us. And there are enough people out there, like Dr. Stephen Greer. There's so many people really shouting up and down, it's time. But I don't think there's going to be some big main event that discloses this. I think if you look for it, it's out there, and you can find credible people and see if you resonate with them. See what you learn from them. It's going to happen more as a consciousness shift, I believe, than an actual event.
Do you mind if I ask you some other questions and see if anything comes to mind? Not alien. I don't even like saying aliens. But for the sake of everybody listening, not related to that. For example, will Lunchbox get a new car this year? And again, this is, you may not even be in the space to do this. And by the way, Amy's cousin's on with us now, who is a spiritual, intuitive, psychic medium, wellness leader. She hosts the podcast called Soul Sessions with Amanda Riger Green.
Did you say friends with aliens? Because she has relationship with them.
Will Lunchbox get a new car this year?
No. Now, Lunchbox, if you go out and buy a car next week just to prove me wrong, you know, but I don't think so. Okay. I think it's next year.
How about Scuba Steve? He's been really flirting with this script that he's claimed he's written only in his head. And he's like, I had this great idea, but he never even sits down to write it. Will he ever do this? Does he even have one in his head? Or is this just something that he can have to tell us so we're like, wow, he really is thinking of something bigger?
First of all, yes, it's in his head, but also right now he's just kind of exhausted. So he doesn't have the heart space and the creative space. Plus there's a little bit of fear, Scuba, that, oh my gosh, this isn't really going to mean anything or it's not going to matter. So it's taking some time out to really get true to that dream, that calling.
I don't even know, Amanda. She nailed it completely. I am exhausted.
I know you're tired.
You say that on the show every day.
But I am. But my workload paired with my personal life.
I know you don't.
Scuba, go ahead.
I was going to say, my work life paired with my personal life, I'm exhausted. And I'd love to be able to carve time out to work on this project. And I think you're right. It's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But it is all in my head.
You're
honest
with yourself now, yes.
I am honest with myself. I've been honest with myself about it.
Will Amy get scammed anymore in the next year or so?
Oh my gosh. I hope not, but probably so.
Yeah,
because there's
too.
A lot of cameras out there.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Will Eddie ever have hair again in any way, form, or fashion on his head?
Whoa. Well, they have some new technology for that, mm-hmm. Eddie.
It's a bit trivial.
But will I do
it's
it?
It's a bit trivial of a question, I know. It's just kind of goofy, but is there any way, do you think Eddie like goes to Turkey to get a hair transplant?
Right. Or maybe hair just starts growing.
Maybe. Hey, I will tell you that can happen.
Alien
hair can start growing.
And in your head, next thing you know.
Aliens. Just out of nowhere, Amanda?
Yeah.
You just got to believe it, Amy. You got to believe it.
Yeah, you got to believe it.
She thinks she's joking, guys.
She's joking.
I am
joking.
Lunchbox, she's a very normal person.
Yeah, she is. I can tell.
Well, that's tough to say in the middle of this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I mean,
I
have a feeling she's really into conspiracy theories. Like, she's one of those people.
Oh, good
question. Are you, Amanda?
You know what? It's funny. I used to be into conspiracy theories because they would get me really riled up. And now I take bits and pieces and I intuit what I believe and then I leave the rest. You know, some of it is true, some of it is exaggerated. So being able to discern that, which is why it's important for us to cultivate intuition, especially with media, mass media, what resonates with me? What do I believe? And then what is irrelevant or superfluous?
John F. Kennedy, who did... Are we getting the real story?
I would say that the whole truth is not out there on that one. Like, right. It's very layered.
Agree.
And there was some silencing.
Is there anything, because we've had you for about a half an hour, I don't want to keep you any longer, but is there anything that you can, I'm just going to ask a very broad, open question about myself. Is there anything that you're feeling about me that I should or could know in the next, I don't know, 12 months or so? Don't say anything about kids, though, because then you'll make me not do it or want to do it. I'll do like Lunchbox. So kids aside, because she's like, you're going to have a kid. I'll be like, nope, I'll hold it back.
Watch
so
this.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So what? Give me something other than that.
One of the first things that they show me is you're in this space this year that feels more comfortable than you've been in the last 2 years and a little bit safer. So you're actually going to express yourself in a more true version that isn't as driven and focused on what you're creating. It's just focusing on really who you are and not caring, not being so intense.
Okay.
That's cool.
Can't argue with that.
Well, yeah, but now you're going to try to be intense.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Don't fight it.
I'll forget this.
Okay, good.
I mean, not forget, but I'll forget. It won't be a conscious effort for me. Where if she said you're having a kid, I'd be like, watch this. Just be conscious. It'd be hard.
Do you feel like you're coming more into you?
I don't know. I think it's a hard question to answer because I feel like everybody always feels like they're coming more into them.
I don't know. There's something
that
felt
Bobby,
lost.
There's something that shifted in you. I haven't talked to you in a while, and your energy is a little bit different. You're more relaxed in your higher register, your truest voice. You are more comfortable in your energy field than I've ever encountered you. And I say that as, like, from love and a compliment.
Anything career-wise that you can tell me?
Right now, and I know this sounds, it's going to sound so awkward, I feel like you're coasting a little bit, and it's like you're surfing. You stay there. It's like, what's next, or what do I need to do? Let me just be and flourish where I am, and the opportunities will come for you versus you pushing to create. And, like, be there.
Like, stay here?
Yeah.
No, like, be in,
like, live
in the joy of what you've created.
Live in the moment.
And in the moment, yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Hang 10, dude. Just surf your way through it.
I don't think that's the literal.
No, that's what she's saying. Like, surf through life right now. Just let it ride, man.
Yes. I'm saying let it ride. You're okay. Right on.
Okay, what we've learned here today is that Lunchbox believes in ghosts, but not aliens. Man. Ghosts that trap him in a closet.
If he's speaking with someone that he doesn't necessarily agree with, he yells.
Hard.
Well, we knew that,
them,
though.
Over the top of them.
No. It's just so ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Do you feel like anybody on our show gets engaged this year?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
She sure?
There you have it. I mean, it could be any minute for Abby.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I just went to the immediate energy in there right now.
Mm-hmm. We're Abby's so, not
I mean, so my,
stop,
yeah,
Amy.
So there
no,
might
don't
be a
start making excuses.
That I don't know about
saying
somebody,
she's not.
But I don't think so.
Okay. Is there anyone in my life that I should be careful of, like weary of, that's close to me in my life right now?
No, you're in a healthy place. Like, don't even call that in, Bobby.
Let's go.
You've had that in the past.
Don't even know the number.
Don't call that in anymore.
All right, look, so her podcast is Soul Sessions with Amanda Rieger-Green.
Rieger.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I know, I was
I just know it was Amanda, and I just read it, and I hoped, I guess, that middle name would be the one, so thank
you. She knew you were going to say that wrong anyway.
I don't think that's the traditional view of what Miss Cleo Psychic was. I don't think that's what she says she can do, like predicting lottery numbers. I think
no, that's not my jam.
Right. But that's the joke he wants to make. So we got it. Everybody get it?
Funny, man.
Yeah, good. Okay. thank you. And we will look forward to talking to you again sometime soon. May peace be with you.
What?
Hey, Nanu
may
Nanu. May the force be with you. Nanu Nanu. All right, Amanda, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Love you.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.